cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, that was AKA using a Kaifa Semenya sample. Yo, 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 Mutsuwaka wa Tubeha. If you weren't there back in the day, it's now exactly, wow, what time is it? It's 11:05. And it is time for the weekly mashup with myself, Dimitri Masha, and my blue-green head co-host, Candice Mama, who's been busy with her video podcast, or what do you call that? A video what?
Am I on?
You're on, definitely on. Okay. Put your earphones on.
Yeah, no, this mic is acting a little shady.
The mic is fine. You're perfectly on point. You know we have a problem with our...
We were having like a dance-off right now.
With our earphones. How are your earphones now?
Yeah. No, they're still bad, but it's okay.
All right, fine. You're going to have to accept that you can't hear yourself, but we can hear
it's
you.
It's okay.
Yeah. You were having a dance-off with Keegan, and it looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, you were like the
It's always nice
one.
To see young people, you know. Just being young again.
Being happy and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's, you know, to be young. Oh
to be young and free.
Young and free. What's been happening in your lives, guys?
Oh, I've been good. Let's introduce Keegan. Because we haven't even introduced Keegan.
We haven't even said who Keegan is. So go ahead.
Yes.
I feel like I introduced myself.
He's like your neighbor, right?
Keegan is not really my neighbor. He's just my homie.
Yeah, but you guys like live close by each other. I mean, like the last time we were together, we were having dinner. It was like fun times.
It was. Yeah. Those were all fun right. times, eh?
All right, cool.
The first time you came to my house was the first time Keegan came to my house as well.
Yeah. Well, let me qualify that by the first time I came to your new house.
Yes. Yeah, for dinner,
yeah.
So, but that wasn't really dinner, you know. So it was like, so the first time I was entertaining people, that was both of you guys came.
Yeah, so tell us
who
Keegan is.
Keegan is the phenomenal Idol's top seven, but I just feel like he should have won. I'm being completely biased. I'm being so biased, but he should have won. So he's got a great voice.
I agree with you. He does have a fantastic voice. Right. He's got a fantastic look. He was my personal favorite.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And but now he's in a group called 156.
Yeah. 156?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Keegan, let's just jump right into it.
Keegan
what
Martin.
Is 156 all about? Why 156?
Awesome.
What's that? Why call it that?
Awesome. Actually, a lot of people don't get it at first, but...
I certainly don't.
I don't get it.
But actually, it was our voting numbers on Idols.
Minus
one, and, you know, the others five and six, so,
Okay. Hey, you guys are clever, man.
You're very clever.
I was also like, wait, what?
156, okay. But numerologically,
are those good numbers?
Does it have any meaning?
Not necessarily, no.
Because
listen, 5 plus 6 is 11 plus 1 is 12, which is actually not a bad number.
1 plus 2 is 3. So it's then 1 plus 2 is 3, because then that would be the numerological number.
Yes, I see what you're saying. So if you were to, you know, to...
Take it all the way,
it would be 3. What can we find out
And there are 3 people, in the group.
All right, cool. Let's just make sure.
No, I'm scared to find out, because then if it's like a bad meaning. Okay. And then you're like...
Well, you guys talk amongst yourself while I find out.
Okay, so you must say the numerological meaning of 3.
Wow, it's not that deep, guys.
But we're so happy to have you in studio, Keegan.
Wow, it's great to be here.
You've still been singing.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Most
and you
definitely.
Just came from PE. Tell us about that.
Yeah, 156, we've actually been getting a lot of bookings. They've just been streaming in like no one's business.
Yeah.
You know, we're so blessed and fortunate to be in that position right now. I just came from PE I was in PE about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And we actually had our very first show as 156.
Wow.
Which was sold out, like 2,500 people, you know. Jeez. For us it was like
2,500. That's good.
That's a lot of people. I mean, if each person is paying like $50, you know, that's about 125,000 rand.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, but now that we sold you that sum, now you're asking yourself, where's my check?
I'm actually asking myself that now, because it was actually more than 50 rand entry.
But all right, listen to this. Those who walk a life path with number three have unlimited creativity and almost superhuman abilities. Wow. Three reminds us that we are born of both human and divine spark. Its energy is that of the bringer of change. Wow. I'm just going to leave it there.
Wait, what?
You know, I feel like you need to give me that, you know, just screen munch it, send it to me so that I can use it next time.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Good on you too.
Amazing.
You know, you came, you know, you found, you distilled it to three. I just came up with 12. You took us down to three. They were at 1, 5, 6. We took it to 12 and all the way down to 3. So now
but,
you know.
But you know what's the good thing? There are three people in the group as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's got a bigger meaning.
You know what I mean?
So now your next radio interview, you need to be like, the folks from the Weekly Mashup told me and schooled me.
You know, I mean, even the Godhead is three, right? It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so there's so much. So much. We can go on all
day.
Look at you.
Look at you, huh?
No, it's not that you must look at me. Yeah, so it was amazing, you know. Then we went back again. We actually, from that gig, we got a few other gigs. So I had to actually go back a week later to Uitenhage and Beaufort West as well. We have a gig coming up as well in Bloemfontein. It's just going crazy. So,
but the people from Uitenhage don't call it Uitenhage. It's Uitenhage.
Yes. Uitenhage.
Hey, did you meet any nice looking Xhosa girls there?
Not actually.
No,
there was a lot of busy. No.
You're busy singing. You couldn't notice even if you wanted to.
No, trust me, I noticed.
Oh, you noticed these things.
Trust
you noticed these things.
From stage, you like spot some people and you're like, you can.
No, it's funny you
can
say
get
that.
It.
It's funny you say that because actually, there's a part of in our whole set where we actually, I think we sing I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. And what we do is we actually each pick out a girl of our choice from the audience.
Just like to make love to you?
Sit them down on the stage.
Or just sing to
them. Yeah, we sing to them. You know?
Now that's a cool life.
You didn't really get my question, but that's okay. We're going to move on.
Yeah, please do. I was acting as if I, you know, didn't hear that.
But that must be a cool life too, because you're an actor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can't do that, Church. You can't just go into like a restaurant and just pick out a girl.
No. I can't even in the middle of the scene just look at a girl.
Right? Because it throws your character.
To you, girl.
No, but being a musician, you just get these liberties in life.
I know, musicians have the coolest life, man.
And people are happy to actually throw away their dignity for you.
And their panties, actually. I've seen it happen.
It happens a lot.
Shut up, Keegan.
It does.
Do people really throw their underwear at you?
Guys, it gets worse than that. I don't even know if I can say it over
say
radio.
It.
No, you can say it over radio.
This is uncensored. Say it.
I had a show not so long ago, and it was so crazy that some girl actually grabbed... You know,
grab what, Keegan?
Something.
Your
something
man
of yours.
Yeah.
Ah.
I promise you.
And like, how did
you're
meat
and two veg.
I promise you, she actually just reached out there. Like, she was all up in this. She was like,
but, wow. But how do you keep singing when someone is like assassinating
you
your man?
You know, it I think it comes with experience
with
and
a
over
pitch.
Time. No. You know, you have to handle it well because you never know what frame of mind the person is in, you know? So, yeah,
like
I tried to handle it quite well.
I think this is what you guys should do when you start the show. Is it three guys?
Yes.
Yeah,
basically, you should say, ladies, if you're going to throw underwear, just put your number on it. And we'll get back to you according to the smell.
That's... See, no.
It was quiet there for a few seconds.
Yeah, because everyone's like, no.
You
did not just say that.
But I mean, are you in a relationship? Because I'm sure everyone wants to know. Are you seeing someone? Yeah. Are you happy in a relationship? What's happening?
Okay, so you know what? I don't want to spoil my chances with all the ladies out there.
Spoil your chances.
No, spoil your chances.
So let me not. Let me not go there because I don't want to
go there.
Guys. What
go
if I
there.
Don't encourage the woman of my of dreams tomorrow? Come on.
What if the woman of your dreams is already in your life?
And now she's like.
And now she's like, oh, okay, that's how you roll when you're in the Weekly Mashup. You don't do that. No,
no
we don't.
I'm just kidding.
The Weekly Mashup is not in the business of breaking up happy homes.
You know what I mean? We try to build happy homes here.
Guys, Lord relax. Knows. It's not that deep.
Lord knows we've been trying.
No, I'm still single.
That's not my way.
Can
you problem it out?
Oh my gosh, I found you.
I'm still single. Sorry, I went right away there.
I know, I'm like you're going all the way.
You're still single, for real.
Yeah, and very much available.
He's very much available. He's still very single. Got a friend. Who's your barber, man? You got the most amazing
hair. He's got a good face.
Ah, thank you so much.
Give him a shout out.
Oh, Francho. His name is Francho.
Where's Francho at, man?
It's a barber in Bosmont.
Oh, in the west side. West side!
Yeah.
Francho's doing the jam thing.
Hey, you know, I must go see Francho. You know, it's about time. You know, I don't have time. Can Francho come to the studio?
Yeah, sure. Anytime, you know. Okay. During your breaks, you can just like,
I know,
you
it's
know?
A long way from the west side. The west side is far, though.
Is it the west side?
Yeah.
Does Westbury count as the west side?
I'm not so sure. I think it's
you
more...
You are in the west.
I'm in the west rand.
I think Westbury is more south.
Is that
south.
Not the west?
No.
There's a west in front
no,
of Rand.
No. But it's not the west as in, like, I could... No. No,
oh,
I don't live in Westbury.
Further. You can go to Western area. No, Westbury is not the west side. It's mm-hmm. part of the west side. The west side is anything that's going west.
Yeah, I've never thought of that, eh? No.
But you remind me of a girl I used to know from Westbury.
Wow.
Okay.
She was just nicer, though.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
How?
Yeah. Because I knew you were trying to say something. Yeah, you're trying to say something. Yeah, there.
Shots fired.
Okay, cool. Moving on. So, you know, when you entered Idols, man,
yeah.
and you decided to put yourself out there, because it really is putting yourself out there,
yeah.
you know, why did you do that? You're a great singer. You could have just gone the old-fashioned route.
No, and you entered twice, right? 2013 and...
Actually, four times.
Oh,
snap.
Persistent.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I entered quite a few times. You know, it's quite funny because sometimes I made it through certain rounds, sometimes I didn't. I actually had no interest in auditioning last year.
Oh.
It's quite funny actually because some friend of mine that I haven't heard from in years.
Okay.
He literally called me up. I'm like, dude, you still have my number? Like, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I still have your number. How are you? Don't you want to come with me to Idols? I want to audition. So he wanted to audition for Idols.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, bro, you know what? Can I get back to you on that? It took a week to get back to him, and finally he was persistent, you know, just went on. Finally I just gave in. I was like, okay, cool, let's go.
Yeah.
And I was just there to support him, ended up auditioning. And
I hate it when people do that. You know, like if ever people support me to an audition, don't audition.
And
I'm the one
job.
Going to audition. Like, you're supporting me. Support. You know what I mean? Just stand on the sidelines and cheer. Don't come in here and play.
But no, but it's like fourth time's a charm, right? I mean, you've been rejected three times. What's a fourth time? So I feel like I would have also, like, if I'm going to be sitting in those long ass lines, I'd be like, you know what? Let me just throw myself in.
Let me just do it anyway.
And don't say you came here to support me.
Here.
Say that you came here with me. That's fine. I can deal with that.
And how did your friend do? Did they make it?
Unfortunately, he didn't make it.
And you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, definitely we're still friends. He's still...
Is he in the group?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, not that good friends. Like...
Come on. It's not like, Candace, you're trying to break up the friendship.
Candace, come on.
Don't listen to her. Don't.
I'm building happy homes and stuff.
Don't listen to her.
Homewrecker.
No, but you used to sing in the church, right? You used to sing in the church before.
Yeah, I still do, actually.
I was church because I want to go there. I love praise and worship, man.
It's funny. I have a home church and then I have another church that I go to as well.
Okay, so what's your home church?
Okay, the church where I normally used to, where I was previously and had to now, you know, shift from
where
there.
You did the worship in the scene.
Yeah. It was PCI, Perfecting Church International.
My mama's church. Just got a shout out.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Where's that? Out in the west side as well.
No. Industrial.
Industrial. It's like close to Southgate.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No.
Drive.
Highgate. There we go.
Where's Highgate, guys?
Oh,
Highgate.
I don't know. Like, you got to be colored. Like,
yeah,
it's close
to
the Bradburn. I don't know where.
Yes. It's close to Bradburn.
This is, I feel like, this is awkward. Okay,
but my
fine.
Current church at the moment is Logos Worship Center.
And where's that?
That is in Marysburg.
Oh, okay.
Go there, guys, if you want to get a free concert.
Right?
Yeah.
And do they give you stage time, or are you like one of the backup singers?
I'm the worship leader, so.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Idols elevates things, guys. Yeah. It changes things.
Change.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
give you a second chance.
Are we ever going to get serious with the show?
I don't.
But it's great that you talked about that because, you know, I wanted to have this whole, I wanted to talk about never giving up, right?
Yes.
In the context of what Barcelona did last night. So this is a great place to bring that in, right?
Okay.
There.
You know, yeah, bring it in.
Because I stayed up really late. That's why I'm not feeling so well today. And I was watching the game and I'm like, there's no way Barcelona is going to come back from this. You know, you watch soccer, right, Kiwi?
Yeah,
you know
sometimes.
The
he didn't.
So you know that PSG had beaten Barcelona last week, 4-0, at home in Paris, Paris Saint-Germain. So now they're in Barcelona, and if hopefully Barcelona can score 4-5 goals.
Yeah.
If they can score 4 goals, they force the game into penalties. If they can score 5, they win.
Okay.
But it has to be 5-0.
Yeah.
Man, they get to 3-0, and things are starting to look like they can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, PSG scores 1 goal. So now they have to score another 3 goals to win this game.
Yeah.
And it's the middle of the second half, people. Nonetheless, they score 1 goal from a free kick. That's Neymar. And then Neymar gets a penalty. He scores that as well.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking, this is possible. This is starting to look possible. The last minute of extra time, they had been given 5 more minutes extra.
Yes.
Neymar does an amazing pass to a Barcelona player who had just come in for another player.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, they eventually scored.
What is the backtrack?
I was so angry. Like, what's going on in the backtrack?
The track, man. You know, she lives on my lap. And the last minute, they scored the final 6th goal. To win.
Mm-hmm. What?
No one has ever done this in the history of the UEFA Cup.
Wow. I watch very
come back
soccer.
From a 4-0 defeat the game before and won by 6 goals.
That's amazing.
Wow. Talk about not giving up, eh?
Yeah,
Kian.
Like, they just represented your life there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's about synergy, you know?
Yeah.
So the whole team has to buy in to the concept that we never give up.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a big word, synergy. I just learned it today.
Yeah. I was like, synergy, dang.
Well done.
I'm going to give the credit out there. So, in your team, you have to be with the right kind of people that are going to support you.
Yeah.
And if the people don't support you, right? And here's what's funny. Like, I was at the Awakening conference yesterday.
Okay, okay.
And Pastor Chris Hill was talking.
All right, all right.
Okay.
Now, if you want to do something special in your life, there's 3 things that you got to take with you. You got to have sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do something amazing, you got to sacrifice something. At the moment, I'm banting, so I guess I've sacrificed carbs.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, what? It's crazy, right? I'm banting.
Damn.
My mom.
That's a very expensive lifestyle to live.
It's so expensive. Ojana mafela. It's like a shame. So my mom went to Mozambique, and now she was totally against this whole low-carb diet banting thing, you know, because she's a doctor, and she believes you just got to eat right. Just have the right mix.
But your mama looks good, so it's been working for her.
Nah, but you know, it's been working for her.
Yeah.
Like, she just started 2 weeks ago. Boom, she gets there. One of her colleagues is like, girl, we are doing this as a team. Everybody
so
does
she inspired
it.
A team.
Yeah, no, she didn't inspire. She just bullied them into it.
And then she's my like, mom, I'm not doing this alone.
Yeah, I'm not doing this alone. So my mom got into it, and she so got into it that she came back. She had lost 6 kgs in like 2 weeks, and she was like, everyone's doing this from now on. So we have to confess at home. If you ate carbs, we have confession. A carb confession.
Damn, okay.
You know? Or if you had a drink.
I need that kind of unity in my household.
Yeah, I feel like
my mom would bring like chocolate cake. Like, I swear, the day I confess to my mom that I'm on a diet or any sort of eating plan,
that's
the day she's motivated to just buy all my favorite things. She's like, are these the brownies you like?
Yeah.
Are these the ones? Yeah. Oh, okay. No, don't eat them. They're just in the house.
Are these the brownies you like? Like, why did you buy them?
I have
if
to say
the
this.
Ones I like.
I have to say this. It's funny because I was actually, you know, telling myself, you know what, I'm going to start now. I need to eat right. I need to, you know, go to gym and all of that.
Get it.
The day I started, I remember I was on a phone call and my mother came all the way from inside. I was in the phone call outside the house. She came
the
all the way from.
You decided.
Yes.
Yeah.
She came all the way from the house outside with a plate with, I think, malfa pudding or something like that.
And that's
like,
your favorite.
And I'm like, this time I'm on the phone, so I can't say no because, you know, I'm on an important phone.
You don't
want to
be rude,
so like,
right? You're just like, okay, whatever. Let me just carry on with this.
And it's this
like,
time she's never brought you food outside in her life.
Exactly.
It
never happened before in my whole life.
And now all of a sudden she's bringing the food to you.
Exactly.
You're like,
she was really motivated so I can.
The
can
devil's work.
Yeah.
The devil is busy. The devil is alive.
But doesn't want you to look snatched.
The trick is you got to get everyone involved in the family. My sister's not into this whole thing, so there's like cake everywhere. I came home home last night, and I'm like, there's a slice of cake. Open. Open slice of cake in the fridge. Why would somebody do that? As soon as I open the fridge, there's an open slice of cake.
Temptation is everywhere.
Dude.
I feel like as soon as you take the resolution to change your lifestyle, mm-hmm. temptation is everywhere.
Yeah, that's
like the moment you're like, I'm not drinking anymore.
Yeah.
That friend that you used to get toe up with is the first person to call. Hey, what's up, man? What you doing? Where you at?
I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And thought I'd stop by. Literally, I'm outside.
I got a bottle.
I'm telling you, but that's actually what happens. And it happens with most life events.
Yeah,
right?
It happens.
As soon
happens.
As you take a resolution to do something, like that's why men don't want to get married, because as soon as they get engaged, all the women come out of the woodworks.
Don't
hey,
they?
Benjamin. I just thought I'd say hello.
Come on, man. Leave us
they're
alone,
like,
damn it.
They're like, I'm getting attached to one woman for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And Teresa is here calling me Benjamin? Oh,
that's
hell
true.
No.
And Sarah and Pindine.
That's true.
And
that's true, though. That happens to me a lot.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Is that why you've gotten married so many times?
Okay.
Shots fired.
Yeah, okay. I guess I deserve
it. I was waiting.
And she takes off her glasses. Yeah, you better get ready for a fight. You better take those off.
I'm like, these are really expensive.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to lose
victory,
them.
Guys.
You better get ready for a fight. Anyway,
yes.
My next point is this.
No,
sacrifice
God.
Out the way, right? Mm-hmm. Then you take faith with you. Because if you're going to do something new, you have to have faith. You have to shut the door on doubt.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah.
there are people in your life who are doubtful, mm-hmm. if there are people in your life who are like, but Ash, do you really think Keegan, like this time, you're really going to
do it? He's going to do it.
Like this idols thing, you've done it before, hey.
Four times.
Don't even let them in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take them with you. Don't talk to them for a while. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Shut the door on them, mm-hmm. you know? Because you got to only have the people on your team who are like, dude, you can do this.
I love
no,
that.
No, I believe in you, man.
Yeah.
You know what? They don't know what's coming. You're going to show them.
That friend who will juta you into everything.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
they'll
you know
be
what
like,
I'm talking about?
They'll stay. Like, you'll be looking like butt that day. And they will be like, friend, you always have it together. You're always the
there
one.
You,
yes.
you know,
there
so you
go.
Need those people.
You need those people. Then lastly, you need to take love with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Because everything has to be done
in love.
From a basis of love. It's not really about you. It's not about what you are going to get out of it. You're going to get something out of it.
Yeah.
But if you're doing something out of love, you're always doing something for other people.
For other people, yeah. That's great.
And sometimes, you don't realize that your gift is being given to you for other people. So your gift of song is really, yes, it's going to make you a multimillionaire. It's going to take you places around the world that you never would have seen otherwise.
Yeah.
But really, that gift of song is something that other people now, they're going to be touched by your gift.
Yeah.
In a way that's your purpose. Mm-hmm. So when you're living in love, you're living in purpose, and vice versa. When you're living in purpose, you're living in love.
Yeah, come on.
So those are the three things that you got to take when you want to do something anew.
Yes.
And that's just what I wanted to mention right there when you said that. Let's move on.
No, but
on
that's
from
awesome.
There.
I really like that.
Mm.
Yeah,
because now I'm like, we've been taken to church. Where do we go from here? I'm like, you should have left that for the end of the show. Now people are all motivated and ish. And
now we're like, okay, that's it. Yeah. Thank
you so much for the whole 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Can I add on to that?
Yes, add
into the 30 minutes.
add on to that with a song, praise song. Can we have a praise and worship?
But Keegan is going to bless us with his vocals.
Yeah,
sometime
I'll
in the
that.
Show, so that's going to be good.
It's you know, I don't know if you follow me on my social platforms, but if you do, you'd notice that. Candace, don't lie to the people. You know you follow me.
I'm your biggest fan.
You know, I a lot of the times whenever I post, even on Instagram, if I post a picture, sometimes the picture doesn't really suit the caption simply because I always feel the need to motivate people.
Mm.
You know, it's just something about me.
Dope though.
Yeah, I always feel the need to motivate other people because I feel like exactly what Tamisha just said, that we are not here for ourselves, you know.
Mm.
Whether you're in the industry, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you're actually here for other people.
Mm.
That is why you are doing what you need to do. So I that's how I see my gift and my way forward in life, is that I'm just here to bless people, to, you know, let people listen to good music, you know, just to make other people happy.
Yeah.
And with doing that, that's how you fulfill your own self in the process. So it's quite an amazing thing. I love motivating people.
Yeah. But no, but that's very true. I've always noticed that about you. But how do you stay humble? Now that you know you're more recognized and people want to be associated with you, how do you still remain humble and just a cool guy? Because, I mean, you are below a certain age. Sorry, team.
I don't know why I'm gonna feel bad about that.
I'm kidding. No, but seriously, like, you know, when you're younger, I think fame gets you to your head a lot quicker, you know, because you haven't had to do the grinding and the hustling of it all.
How old are you, young man?
I'm turning 25 this year, 24.
Ah, you're the right age for
you
that.
Know, so how do you stay humble in all of those?
You know what? I think knowing who you are, and understanding who you are and what your purpose is, because when you do that, you would never be intimidated by other people. You never feel the need to actually try and prove yourself to people. And in that, you know, arrogance always slips in because now you feel you need to behave a certain way in order to have certain results, you know what I mean? And you actually move away from your actual purpose and your personality, who you actually are, and how you would normally treat people. And then that's where you actually fall off track because, you know, you would have gone further if you stayed humble and just remained who you are and comfortable in your own skin and comfortable in who
talent.
You know what I mean? But when you do that and you actually move away from it, that's when you know, and also memory of my grandmother, I think that for me has kept me as flat as no one's business because I went through a lot with her and she was a special person in my life, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And do you ever think that the reason why you are humble and you're going places is because you don't give yourself the talent at the end of the day. So there's no need to like pat yourself on the back. Yeah, I'm good at this. Mm. But I didn't wake up. It's like beautiful people, right? Would you know how that feels? So like beautiful people, she's like, yeah, I understand.
The struggle of us all.
Yeah. Gotta just wake up and that's who you are. Yeah. It's like
you don't.
That's what God gave you. So why now do you have to go out and be like, I'm so beautiful? Yeah, you are. We know, and we understand. And you know what? There's a difference between being arrogant about something and being present.
Yes.
Like if it's your gift, right? There's nothing wrong with loving your gift.
No, nothing.
And wanting to show your gift to others and being happy about it, but never to pull someone down.
Yeah. Yes.
If anything, to pull someone up.
Yes.
With your joy about your gift, right?
Yeah.
Most definitely. I feel like you need to have a successor, you know, whatever it is that you do. Like for me, I feel like I need to now, when I get to the place that I need to be, I need to actually be able to say that this is my fruits. These are the people that I actually inspire. These are the people that I helped to get to to do what I was able to do, you know, and even more so. Mm. So yeah, definitely.
And how far do you guys want to take this group? So, I mean, right now you're touring, you've done Bloemfontein Freestyle, you're doing right now. So how far do you guys want to take it? What's the vision for the group?
Okay, awesome. I think people are still wondering who is in the group.
Just give us the names already.
You know what it feels like? We're speaking to Beyonce. We forgot about the rest of the Destiny's Children.
About Kelly and Michelle. Sorry, Kelly and Michelle.
Okay, so the group consists of myself, Bevan Samuels from PE, and Loiso from the previous season of Idols, season 11.
Okay.
He's an amazing singer as well. He's just amazing. And that's the three of us.
I know you spoke briefly about the kind of music that you do, but just be specific now. What kind of music do you
like? If I pay for the concert, what am I going to be hearing?
All right, awesome. So we
is
just
it Metro
actually,
on a Sunday.
Ah,
yes,
it is Metro on a Sunday. You're in the spirit, eh?
All right. Okay.
Woo. So what we actually are doing right now as a build up to where we want to be, just so that people get to know us, people get to see this is actually a group, is we actually do a lot of like we're doing an old school versus new school type of a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if people came to our show on the 18th of last month, they would have actually seen that we did a lot of your old school songs.
Oh.
And a build up to that, we went into the new school, you know. I think you saw, you know, the whole Bruno Mars kind of feel, the way they dress, the way, you know, that swag vibe.
At the Grammys?
No, the group. They're taking on the whole modern Bruno Mars vibe. And
I enjoyed what they did at the Grammys this year, Bruno
Mars. That was amazing.
Yes, that was very cool.
That was super amazing.
But Bruno Mars is very talented. I mean, his song Versace on the Floor has become like my soundtrack to life.
I'm telling you.
That's a beautiful song. But that was on Valentine's. So you guys were taking in the whole Valentine's spirit, and that's what people wanted to hear.
Definitely.
So, okay, give us like examples of some old school songs that you guys did.
Oh, wow. Although we've come to the end of the road. Yeah, that's...
Oh, keep going.
I'll make love to you when you want me to.
Oh.
And I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love.
Oh, all the way, my feels.
And what else? There's quite a few.
If you keep singing like that, man, like we don't need to do the rest of the show.
Come on.
Just keep singing.
And then
some back. New school songs. Like, which new school songs were you covering?
Well, we did 24K.
24 Karat Magic.
Yeah, we did 24K.
Oh,
we did I love that song.
Adele, All I Ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
Keegan, now you got to do some Adele for me.
Do some Adele.
It's gonna get me all emotional, guys. Come on now, it's gonna get me emotional, you know.
Who like, doesn't want, just give us a little emotion, give us a little Adele, just a little. Yeah. That's like my jam, that's my Adele song.
All I ask is if this is my last night with you. Hold me like more than just a friend. Give me a memory I can use. Ba ba bum.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes wish I could sing instead of X.
My gosh.
You know what I mean?
I'd make my own day all the time, but not in that good way.
But you make your own day 100 times better, right? You know what I mean?
I'd be singing to everybody. Like, you know, if someone tries to be mad at me, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, just mouth the word. People will see.
I'd be like, but how can you stay mad at me?
How can you be mad at all of that?
Like, I just killed you with Toni Braxton. I just did the jam thing. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to remain humble. I don't want to lie to you. I feel like I'm humble.
I have a problem. Because that's the only thing that's keeping me humble at the moment.
That I can't say.
It's the only thing.
Oh, my word.
It's like, if I had that, then it's over, guys.
It's game over. Yeah, like, you'd stay killing people. Like,
yeah, just stay slaying.
Stay slaying.
I'd only talk in song. Can I have some eggs right there?
Oh, my God.
Can with I a have little some? Bacon.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Can I have some cheese with that toast? I know, baby, you're making.
Oh, Candace. My God.
But I can't do Candace. It. So, you know, I won't do it. It's okay.
Like, you took it all
I'm
the
humble.
Way.
I'm humble.
All
I'm
humble. The way. Oh, my gosh. So, okay, yeah. So how many songs do people expect? Like, how long is the concert? How many songs are people doing?
Okay, normally we do like a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
It also consists of obviously supporting acts as well. So
okay.
Normally we stick to about 10 songs, depending on what we're exactly going to do.
Yeah.
On the night, you know. It always changes, actually. It gets better each performance, you know.
Oh, man.
Because we actually come up with new ideas, you know, new thoughts as to how we can actually put on a show and not just stand there and sing to people.
Oh, yeah.
But actually entertain them.
Oh, but taking it back to the old school. You know,
yes,
I really miss those kind of performances.
Of course.
Like the Manhattans, I mean, they were before my time. But I did go to, was it the Manhattans?
Mm-hmm.
Recently. Mm-hmm. Now they came back, you know, and they were doing the damn thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they still do the step where the four of them are all like four Temptations,
in
one mic.
Everything, yeah.
Like, it was just, it's so beautiful. So do you guys have, I know it's hard to say, but do you guys have like the lead vocalist who's like your Beyonce? And
wow, when you say it like that, it's true. Like, it's hard for anyone to admit.
Right?
No.
So everyone gets like equal.
It's a fully democratic group.
There's no Beyonce knowings. There's no Beyonce knowings in the group. Don't worry about that. At the moment, we're just actually in sync and we're just feeling each other, you know, trying to understand each other vocally, you know.
Okay.
Also trying to, you know, form that bond, which actually came naturally.
Oh, that's amazing.
As soon as we just met, we clicked, you know. We actually give each other time to actually showcase your gift and your talent. Yeah,
because I was watching that New Edition
movie, right?
And Bobby Brown is a problem.
Bobby is such a problem. That's what I'm saying. So there's no Bobby A1. In the group. like there's
looking
no,
around, like trying to make sure that the other members aren't here.
I'm trying to see. Yeah, is Kevin and Luis are not here? No.
because Bobby caused problems for that group.
Yeah.
You know, because all the groups start amazingly and Ralph was like carrying the group for a long time.
You know.
And I didn't know this, but Ralph was carrying the group for a long time. So guys, we're talking about the New Edition movie. So, and next thing you know, Bobby gets in his feels. He gets an individual record deal. Next thing, he's just wanting to perform a solo act and they must be the support. Yeah. That's my prerogative.
Yeah.
And then he's taking over the show and people are like, no, Bobby, no.
No, Bobby, don't do that, man.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But whose brainchild? Okay, so whose brainchild was 156? Like, who sat down, brought you guys together and said, you guys need to do this?
Okay, it was myself, Tara Cox, and Bevan Samuels. We actually, I think it was while we were still in the Idols competition. Yeah,
oh,
we were
really?
Still in the competition. And we actually thought of the idea and we sat down and we're like, you know what, guys, why don't we just come up with a group, you know? And yeah, it went well. I think there was quite a buzz about 156, you know, in the beginning. And yeah, since the changes have also come about now at the moment, it's just getting better. And I'm telling you, it's just a blessing, honestly.
And when are you guys wanting to release an album?
Well, album at the moment is not really our priority because we actually want to work on a single together.
Oh, okay.
Something really, really amazing, something new, something fresh. Something.
Would it be R&B? Would it be Bruno Mars 24K?
I wouldn't categorize it yet, you know, because I feel like we're still actually trying to work towards that. Because, you know, you can now say this is the feel we want to go for.
Yes.
When you get in studio and you actually work on the
vibe.
Song, you're like, wait a minute, but this is actually like, you know. So, things change. Okay. Things change. So, yeah.
And tell us about that studio experience for a bit, because a lot of people think that you go into the studio and everything's already planned. You just go in there and you record and record. How much of the stuff are you actually making in the studio when it comes to a song or an album? Are you getting to the studio and just making it from there?
Actually, you know, there's a lot of preparation that comes into it. You know, it depends on whether you are going to be using your actual beats or you're just going to actually use live band, whatever it takes. I'm telling you, it's a lot of planning that comes into play there. It runs like probably you run over it probably 10 times or 11 times.
Yeah.
The same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
and
so you have a number of takes, obviously, for whatever. And you do a song in sections, right? You don't just go in there, sing the whole song and then do it again.
But
like there's pieces of the song that you do over and over
Most
again.
Most definitely, yeah. So you do it in like, you know, maybe you'll do probably the first line of the song.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's an ad lib somewhere there, just randomly in the background, you'll do that as well. So it's like, I'm telling you, it's mad.
So that's
crazy,
amazing.
Yeah.
So you're not planning on doing anything solo anytime soon?
I am.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Are you all individually working on solo projects while you're in the group?
Yeah. That's what I love about 156 right now is the fact that we are putting everything into the group, but at the same time, we're also, you know, really pushing our own solo careers as well.
That is awesome.
We all are working individually on singles, you know?
Yeah.
So people should just be on the lookout and hopefully soon. Yeah, hopefully soon things will be there.
So here's the other thing that I wanted to find out.
Yeah.
You know, we watch the shows like New Edition and we see the dynamic of a group.
Yeah.
How important is it for you guys to be friends outside of just being a group?
I'm telling you, I actually, you know, it's funny that you say it in that way, because I actually watched one of the documentaries of Destiny's Child that you guys were actually talking about. They're a female group, we understand that, but there's one thing that I remember Beyonce even mentioning is that you know, they've tried to be friends with people, they tried to have a group without being friends with the people, and it never worked out, you know. So I think number one priority is actually to be friends with the people and to be able to get along with them quite well. And from there onwards, I mean, I think the journey should go well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that it's very hard to do. Well, it's not very hard. I mean, you can still work with people you don't like.
Yeah.
I've done it a number of times, but it just makes it so much more fun when you work with people that you do like.
I agree.
Mm. Most definitely.
You know what I want? I want you to sing and then we come back and we maybe.
Are we going to make him sing again?
No, but properly, like sing over a backtrack and everything, you know, so that people can hear the full extent of the
Candace.
I'm greedy.
Wow,
I'm like taking
it all out. No,
I'm
like, you did a good job today. Yo.
I'm pulling out all the stuff for this interview.
What's going on?
Yeah.
These days, huh?
I know, I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
I'm on top of it. Because I saw when you take over, the show goes a little awry, so.
Wow. Okay. Talking about liking the people you work with, sometimes it's always not important. You know, just work with people sometimes.
You know what?
I adopted her. She just came here. I was like, there was no one else? I was like, no, we didn't have the budget. So
no, they practically begged me to come on the show.
Because I always said,
they were like, please resuscitate the show.
I was like, I don't work with children or animals.
Yeah. Whatever, whatever.
But now I gotta add Candace.
Oh my god.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, okay, here we go.
So we switch off the backtrack.
And castles that washed away. I made you cry when I walked away, and although I promise that I couldn't stay, oh baby, and every promise don't work out that way. No, and every promise don't work out that way. Dishes smashed on my counters from our last encounter. Pictures smashed out the frame. Yes, I scratched out your name and your face. What is it about you that I couldn't erase, oh baby? And every promise, it don't work out that way. No. And every promise don't work out that way. 'Cause your heart is broken since I walked away. Show me your scars and I won't walk away. And although I promise that I can't stay, no baby, and every promise, it don't work out that way. No. And every promise, it don't work out that way.
Wow. Keegan. You had us all the way in our fields. So damn. Beautiful. Like everyone was dying in studio.
Oh,
like,
wow.
And I was so mad at my phone because it just refused to record from the beginning.
Oh, man.
Oh, Keegan.
Oh, thank Keegan. You so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's a gift, eh?
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I want that gift.
You can have it.
I'm ready to swap, Lord.
You can have it. We'll swap, no problem.
No, Keegan, don't say that.
No, but that was dope, man.
Oh, my
really
gosh.
We were blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And if you didn't believe, if you didn't know, if you thought that maybe we were just talking, that was a backing track with Keegan singing it live, by the way, in studio.
Yeah.
So make sure that if you want to watch it with some of your friends, especially if you want to impress your girlfriend.
Listen to it.
Go out there.
Yeah.
Go, you know, we've told you where you can get hold of these guys. But wait, I want to just tell them if they want to book you for anything. Like, you might have heard that, ladies, and think, yo, I need this guy for my wedding.
Yo,
you
know? Me, I need Keegan for my wedding.
No, definitely. Hey, Keegan, you're booked.
And you know, guys, I had my doubts, because we had game night at my house. And we were like, Keegan, sing. Keegan kept on saying, oh, yeah, it's my voice. I was like, you see.
Oh, when was game night?
When was game night? Like in December, eh?
Game night was so awesome. Yeah, it was in December.
It was actually supposed to be a bri I was hosting.
Oh.
That ended up not being.
30 seconds.
No,
crazy.
Because you guys had to bri.
Yes.
You and Percy burnt the meat.
H, man, it was a disaster.
Did you invite me to that?
Oh, sorry, T.
Okay, no problem. We don't have to talk about it.
Hades.
It's okay. You know, I didn't want to come anyway. I was probably busy.
You were probably busy.
But if you
I'm
do want,
I'm kidding. You were away.
I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really sad. I missed that.
It was fun, but Keegan didn't sing.
If you want to get a hold of these guys and you want to book them, make sure that you go to. Is it Reza or Reza?
There's a new email address that people can actually contact.
Yeah, give us that.
Yeah, cool. People can actually contact me on Keegan Martin. Okay, KeeganMartin43@gmail.com.
So it's that Keegan, K-E-E?
K-E-E-G-A-N,
yeah.
M-A-R-T-I-N, 43, the number, at gmail.com. And for 156 bookings, any bookings for 156, people can then contact zakira.allen.sa@gmail.com. So that's zakira.allen.sa@gmail.com.
All right, dope. Yes, so if you're having a wedding, bar mitzvah, christening, anniversary,
anything. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Just anything. House party. Invite Keegan. Like, like if you're having problems with your partner, invite Keegan.
Really? That's not gonna help.
No, it would.
I could just
see her
running over.
Okay,
Keegan.
No.
Like, how does that gonna help?
No, but imagine
he
this.
Understands
no,
me.
No.
You know, he sings to me.
But
so
see, imagine this, right? You would win boyfriend of the year. You get like, so you get your girl to come over. You guys have just had a mad fight. You get some good food. It could even be chicken. And it doesn't matter with Keegan's voice
okay.
there. And then Keegan stands there with a mic. Next thing you know, you blindfold her. Keegan starts singing. She
I've
thinks it's a
idea.
CD.
I've got an
you
idea.
Unblindfold her. Oh, Keegan is standing in your living room. Only problem is, how does Keegan let himself out?
Yeah, because now you're about to do the thing, right?
Exactly.
You're about to have makeup sex. And Keegan's right there.
And you're like, go. And he's like, the dog's outside.
His dog's outside.
He like comes back. Sorry. Can you open the gate? Sorry. Yeah, but my idea would have been like have Keegan like in maybe in the other room, and then I lip sync the words like I'm actually singing. So you know at which point he's gonna start singing, right? Because we've like worked it out. So I say something like, "Baby, I just wanted to say," and then you know, every promise.
But then she's gonna be like, that voice sounds kind of far away. You in my face, and that voice is kind of far.
That's true, though. That might not work out.
You see, that's why I'm planning it for you. I'm just saying,
that just
start saving,
face,
guys. Start saving your money, and then, like you know, for next Valentine's Day, you'll be able to afford Keegan.
Yeah.
And then you bring Keegan over to your house. You know, you set up the whole romantic setting.
Wow.
Let her walk in. Keegan is like, "Every promise," and she's like, "I will marry you." Yeah. Don't do it if you're not planning on marrying her, because she's gonna already be like, yes.
But then what if she sings the next line to the song, no, and then exactly.
Keegan, ain't nobody gonna be rejecting no man with your voice there. Trust me.
Nah,
trust
just me. Be rude.
If anything, like, she's gonna be taken by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
She'll say yes at the time.
Yes, Keegan.
And then next thing you know, Keegan leaves, and then she's like, "Oh shit, I didn't want to do it in front of Keegan."
That guy
baby.
That was here just now, that was singing. How do I get hold of him for you? You know. but also we don't have much time left. If you guys were wondering where I was last week, did you tell them?
Yes. No, I didn't tell them the full story, but I know you missed out on a good show.
How was
people
that?
People loved it. People loved the idea of the power
of
the P.
Oh, what P?
Say it.
I can't.
You
want to
say it?
I wasn't here.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, because you said it enough last week.
Yes, I overused it. I think Gareth might have actually sat me down and been like, I think
Gareth
you got trigger
himself.
Happy.
Yeah.
Trigger happy with that word right
even
there.
Even he was like, look, guy, you know, I mean,
like, I know it's uncensored.
You don't have to keep saying.
Yeah, I know it's uncensored, but goodness, could we just have a show?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed listening to it. I wasn't sure if, like, I got excited every time you said the word, though. I don't know if that was the idea.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
but nonetheless.
So tell people where you were and why you weren't
in
studio.
I was stuck in
Algeria.
Istanbul.
Tell people why you were stuck. I think that the reason behind it makes me happier.
Why?
Because
why are you
I'm just
happy?
Like,
it
you
was
know,
an unfortunate,
because I actually
it was
laughed.
A series of unfortunate events.
I laughed so hard because I was like, I can't believe you got trapped by Wi-Fi. Good Wi-Fi signal is so hard to come by that it traps you.
Well, you know, I think I was doing a silent protest anyway, just for you guys. I want you to know that I had been booked by my client, who shall remain nameless at this point,
yes,
for a later flight that would have gotten me here late anyway. So I decided to protest, and nonetheless, during my protest, the flight didn't change. So I was hopefully going to make it on Thursday, but just after the show. And then instead, the night before, as I was leaving Algeria, you know, the plane was slightly delayed. There was something, weather in Istanbul. Got there. That flight was delayed by an hour. And the thing about the Istanbul airport is that there's Wi-Fi specific to the area you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't just have Wi-Fi and buy Wi-Fi for the whole area. So I'm thinking, you know, let me have some Wi-Fi, communicate with the people at home, blah, blah, tell them what's going on. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm on my way. Before I know it, as I'm rushing to the gate to get onto the plane, because obviously we had been delayed, and I'm thinking, ah, you know, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
It turns out that actually the plane took off without me. It kind of just
And you know what's funny? You couldn't use the I'm Tumisho Masha card because they were like, we don't know.
No, they don't know me at all. They don't really care. They don't like, they, you know what? It's not very friendly towards us. Darker shades there.
Yes.
I just have to be honest. And really, if you can't avoid it, don't fly Turkish Airlines. It is painful. I don't recommend it. But, you know, you do what you like. So I was stuck because they only have one flight every day.
Yeah.
That leaves at 20 past one every morning. So there it was. The flight had been delayed. So you can imagine I've already been here for 4 hours.
Yes.
And now they say, sorry, buddy, you've got another 24 hours
Holy
before
crap.
The next plane.
A whole day.
Yeah, a whole day in like the small airport, small Anyana airport. I was going back and forth. I think I made. Did I send you the video?
You send a video of you walking like you are walking in the desert. I was like, what the fuck? And when you send the video, it was like 10:30 this side. And I was just like, I'm going to sleep. So
oh, yeah, you're probably already sleeping, right?
I was
like,
okay, good night, good luck. Bye.
That was my life. And I'm still affected by it. I mean, I'm here
you're traumatized.
I'm sick. I'm not well. I haven't recovered. It's just bad, you know? I just need love. Like, just give me some good also that African love.
When T goes out there,
make?
Be nice to him. You know I don't cook. I don't know why you're lying to yourself. I don't cook.
Just this one time.
Like, we need to get you a woman. We need to get you hooked up so that when times like this do strike, you've got someone to go home to.
But Candace, didn't you try cooking that night when I was at your place? When you were having the game night?
Keegan, I told you guys you must come and bry.
And then you know what happened, guys?
Tell us.
Don't be snitching on me on my own show, Keegan.
She made kebabs or whatever.
That's how she cooks, right? It was like, that's the sum total of her cooking.
And they came out black. Straight out
it
of
was the sauce.
Straight
women these days.
And I packed it in the takeaway for you guys.
I was like, Candace, oh my goodness.
Oh, did you just forget it in there?
No, we never ate it. We couldn't eat it.
No, did Candace just forget it?
No, I
oven?
Didn't forget it. It said 20 minutes. And I put it in for 20 minutes. And then it came out and the sauce had burnt black.
In the microwave.
I scraped it off in the oven. So then I scraped it off and then Keegan, bless his
How
heart,
do you go wrong
like,
with the oven?
Chewed one. Like he chewed one. And he's like, it's not that bad. So then after he said it's not that bad, I just packed it in a takeaway for him.
Yeah, because you don't want that stuff around your house. You know. We've been working for years on this. Hopefully one day we'll crack this code.
I feel like you need to help her, Tumisho, please.
I've been trying, eh?
I don't think she can cook.
I've been a good big brother. Like, what do you mean that you don't think I can cook?
You've never cooked. You've never invited me over for home-cooked food.
You know what? I'm going to come to your house and cook there. How about that?
Okay, fine. Awesome. My family will be so happy. Of course you invited me.
Please bring
your vocals.
I'm not singing on that night. You're singing for your supper.
Oh, when I cook, you sing for your supper, buddy.
Oh, man.
All right. Well,
okay, guys. That was fun.
Hang on. Before we go,
do people find you quickly? No, can we just ask where people find Keegan quickly? Then you can like and say something.
No, he must tell us what we must play. So after, where can we find you?
Okay, cool.
Okay, what can we play first?
Oh, wow.
Choose a song, Keegan.
Do you guys have All I Ask by Adele?
Huh?
Do you have All I Ask by Adele?
You want people to stay in their feelings, Keegan.
I want them to
after
feel like
sand
crying.
Castles, now people must cry again, huh?
They must cry.
All I Ask, you.
Or you can do Tim, Tim, Tim.
So Keegan, where do people find you?
Okay, awesome. People can find me firstly on Instagram. My handle is all.the.cool.names.word.taken.
I've been wanting to tell you. You need to change that down.
All the cool names were taken. That is my handle. yeah, you can just search Keegan Martin, you will find me. And then on Twitter, you can find me at Your Keegan. And then Facebook, it's Keegan Martin. And then you can also get me on my official Idols SA Facebook page that will be changing soon. It's Idols SA Keegan Martin.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So did you find the song?
We're still waiting for the song, so you guys keep talking.
Oh, awesome. Okay, Keegan. So yeah, keep plugging yourself. Tell people. Yeah, so. Keep plugging.
Nah, you know what, Candice? Nah. You still owe me those kebabs, eh? I want proper ones.
I can't. Keegan, this show is to get me married, okay? This show is to help me get a man. And now every man knows that I burn my kebabs and I invite you guys over for a bride that we still mess up. Because okay, the meat was ours. Not good.
We're like Candice's kitchen. We don't got that.
We don't want to. So.
My cooking is not that bad.
I think you should actually have a show for that, you know.
Yeah, there should
teaching
be a show
Candice
for that.
Teaching Candice how
to cook. Yes.
Candice
is
cooking.
I feel like there should
because
be.
Because there aren't any cooking, shows yeah. for like people who cook really badly.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like look at their food. And like, why do we not do that?
Yes.
Like, why does everyone who has a cooking show have to actually be good at it?
Yeah.
You know.
Wow, guys. Thank you. And now I'm going to think twice before y'all come
okay,
over
but we
to
need
my
another
house
song.
Again.
It's okay. Moms will cook. You don't have to cook. Yeah. Like she did last time.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the
wow.
other song? What's the other song?
Okay, maybe just, AKA The World Is Yours.
Okay.
Do we have The World Damn. Is Yours?
Yeah, I think we have that.
Keegan, you're being difficult. Palisa's looking and looking.
Oh, guys.
She's like, can't you guys just take a damn song and get out?
The World Is Yours. The World
that's
Is
a good
Yours.
Song.
The World Is
that's She's a like, good song.
That's the one song we just don't have.
We yeah, and AKA was in studio the other day.
Oh really?
Yeah, touch next door.
Oh
yeah, you didn't see all the Instagram posts.
I was in Algeria.
Oh yeah, you were stuck, but you had Wi-Fi. How?
I had Wi-Fi when I was in my room.
Oh my word!
Awesome. Hey, let's finish before the next show kills us.
Oh look, here we go.
Yay! Bye guys. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you guys next week. CliffCentral.com.